You're listening to PCJ Radio. Coming up, Nash Hollows with Paulette McQuarrie.
That was the Coopasonics from Edmonton from their brand new CD released just a month or so ago that is called Play. And the song was Pay, Pay, Pay. And for the Ukrainian Impaired, or the Ukrainian Challenged, that's a nicer word, isn't it? For the Ukrainian Challenged, that song has nothing to do with paychecks or paydays. Pay, 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 Horilku, Pay, in Ukrainian, translated into English, means drink whiskey, drink. And from the liner notes, it explains, if your boss exploits you, your mother-in-law nags you, or you receive no thanks for the work you do, a drink might help drown your sorrows. But when Saturday night comes around, party like there's no tomorrow. And that's really the Ukrainian way, isn't it? Again, the Coopasonics with Pay, Pay, Pay. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Hola's Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Nash Hola's. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, or via shortwave, welcome, vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky has a cultural capsule about an outstanding Ukrainian-American expat and a radio colleague who's living in Kyiv. And Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa will be by with her Chisnalove Did You Know feature with an overview of Ukraine's current agricultural exports. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And we've got a couple of festivals in eastern Canada coming up in the next little while, and we'll be featuring music from the performers that will be appearing at those festivals. So coming up next, at the Montreal Festival, which will be taking place September 10th to 12th at the Parc L'Ukraine in Montreal. Here is Oksana Senkiu, a native of that city, with a song from her first CD, Lubei, Sweetheart.
Lubei, на поклик і прийде. Знаю, час лікує рани, все, що прийшло мене. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Хто мені відкриє очі, твою музу назове, і нехай вона найкраща, я дочекаюсь тебе. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. О, люби, 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 я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, ми спалімо між нами давніх мостів.
Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Твоя хата всіх.
Să vă mulțumim.
And that was virtuoso violinist Vasil Popadyuk of Ottawa, formerly from Ukraine and also from Toronto for some time, where he formed a cabaret act called Popadyuk, and he's now living in Ottawa. He will be performing at the Montreal Ukrainian Festival next weekend. That number that you heard is from a CD called Ablaze, and that number was Trimbita. Before them, you heard the Todestrik Sisters from their CD called simply The Todestrik Sisters, and that was Zelenaya Zheto Zelene. The rye is growing beautifully. And one of those sisters will also be in Montreal at the festival next weekend, Charlene Todestrik, who lives there now, and she will be one of the performers. And there's a fabulous lineup of performers, those you just heard, and many others, dance groups, which unfortunately I can't share with you, this being radio, singers, musical groups, instrumental groups, dance bands, and all sorts of things, and food and everything else that makes up a great festival. Coming up next, we have a group called Privit, and one of the members of Privit will be singing the Canadian and Ukrainian anthems along with Oksana Senkiu. And here is Privit now from their CD, Zaklikanya, Remember Me. And the three of them are Irene Mikhailuk, rather, Roman Kostik and Mark Bednarczyk. Here they are now with Nibe Zoris Polonochi, Northern Stars. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Well, a lot of things have happened this summer, and one of them is a brand new CD by a group from Ottawa called Ukrainia, and it is called The Maiden Marusia. And you can hear all about it. You can hear an interview tomorrow, Monday, September the 6th, on Roman Bratan's radio program, Radio Journal, out of Edmonton. And that'll be happening from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 local time there in Alberta. And Roman will be discussing the history and future prospects of the band with the band's frontman, Damien Sauka. The particular focus will be on this new album, and there'll be a sampling of tracks. You can access the program on air in Edmonton, 101.7 FM, and again, that is 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time tomorrow. And online, worldfm.ca for the live audio stream, and it'll also be archived there. And iPhone apps are available to Rogers Mobile customers as well, and they're downloadable at worldfm.ca. So again, tomorrow, Monday, September 6th, tune in to Radio Journal in Edmonton to hear the latest scoop on the group Ukrainia and their latest CD. Here is, I don't have it yet, hopefully they'll be sending it soon, but I do have their first CD, and here is one of my favorite tracks from it, Varenechka.
Yeah.
Now there's a blast from the past for you. That was courtesy Peter Picklick, the late Peter Picklick of Winnipeg. And this is from a CD made many, or vinyl recording. I always do that. CDs have become ubiquitous, but before them were vinyl recordings, and they were ubiquitous in their day. And this recording was made back in 1982. That, again, was Peter Picklick. From a Ukrainian concert with Peter Picklick, and a picture of the Toulon Veselka dancers on the cover from 1982. And that song was Karavana, Caravan. Up next is Vasil Pavlovsky with Cultural Capsule, brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, taking place in the Bloor West Village, September 17th till 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call the hotline at 416-410-9965. Here now is Vasil.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. During the height of the Cold War, there was a young man who was living in Philadelphia. He wasn't born there, but was born in Lviv, Ukraine. On September 9, 1944, he arrived at Ellis Island on the U.S. troop transport, the USS General Taylor, one of the countless ships to come to berth at the Port of New York. He told me how with wonder in his eyes he saw what unfolded before him when they arrived. When his family settled in Philadelphia, his home was a microcosm of what once was his home in Lviv. He had lived through a great deal, like many children his age, particularly children of parents who were forced to emigrate. During that period of emigration, he was also in search for his father along with his mother and grandmother, who they found in 1947 after he had survived the Allied firebombing of Dresden. He grew up active in the Ukrainian community, and one of the many things he did was to help raise money for the chair of Ukrainian studies at Harvard. By profession, he became an architect. The years went by, and 50 years later, in 1994, he returned to his homeland, though not to Lviv, but to Kyiv. He had been given a great opportunity to work on an architectural project by a friend and Houston-based businessman. In about 2000, a Ukrainian friend of mine, Yurko, also an architect, invited me out to play some pool. He told me that there would be all kinds of interesting people there, so I took him up on his offer. However, rather than there being many people there, there were only three of us, Yurko, myself, and Roman Shved. Over the next few years, Roman and I got to know one another, and in the early summer, 2004, he said to me, Vasiliu, I'm going to give a shot at live radio, maybe once a month on the cultural channel. I think I will tell these good people about the diaspora and our accomplishments. They know so little about us. Well, right after his first show on June 10th of that year, he was requested to do the show weekly. Up until about a year ago, his 50-minute program called U Romana Nyni Harna Hostina, where Roman has fine guests today, came out on Thursdays, and now it airs on Tuesdays. But as I sat down to record Cultural Capsule today, I was informed by Roman that his show had been moved to Fridays. Roman Shved, or Roman Romanovich, as he is better known to many people in Ukraine, not only captivated an audience, but garnered a fascinating listening audience, from Petro the Nationalist to Ivan Lightbulb, each with their own particular reason for calling into Roman's show and having their say. The Roman subtly stays away from politics and adeptly informs his listeners of Ukrainians in the diaspora, from Chango Spasiuk to Ron Kahut, and from Kvitka Cisek to Mickey and Bunny. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured a great friend of mine, Roman Romanovich Shved.
And Cultural Capsule is brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, taking place in the Bloor West Village, Friday, September 17th till Sunday, September 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline at 416-410-9965. Up next is a group that will be headlining that festival, Mad Heads from Ukraine. Here they are now from a CD called Perše Ukrainsky Rockabilly Front, first compilation of Ukrainian rockabilly and psychabilly, Mad Heads with the Undertaker's Party.
A narrowly quiet street, an old house, with Undertaker's office, and as we're hanging around, we were peering through the windows, staring at trees.
and white expensive coffins and cheap plain beers, yeah. Once on summer night about 9:45, we heard a creak and in the doorway there was a man. He grinned and said, good evening boys, why don't you come in? We got a little party here, so watch it begin to dance with the dead, swing with the dead, sway with the dead, and Undertaker's body rock with the dead, roll with the dead, jump till we dead, and Undertaker's body. Rose to the floor, he put us in, and there was no way back anymore. We saw the corpses shuffling all over the hall. The music started, and we got to hit a ball, and we danced with the dead, swang with the dead, swayed with the dead, and on the Undertaker's body rocked with the dead, rolled with the dead, jumped till we dead, and on the Undertaker's body, yeah. For him of that zombie fight, we share the community and it's not a league bit. So welcome to the party where you can dance with the dead. Come on, dance with the dead, swing with the dead, sway with the dead, and on the Undertaker's body rock with the dead, roll with the dead, jump till we dead, and on the Undertaker's body, yeah. The dead, sway with the dead, and Undertaker's body, rock with the dead, roll with the dead, jump till we dead, and Undertaker's body, yeah, and Undertaker's body, yeah, and Undertaker's body, yeah, and Undertaker's body, yeah,
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Ukraine is currently the world's top producer of barley, ranking second for sunflower and rapeseed? It produces about 50 million tons of grain, just under half of which is exported. According to a recent article in Le Monde and in The Guardian, Ukraine could, in a few years' time, regain its position as a global breadbasket, realizing the huge agricultural potential of its famous chornozem, or black earth, one of the most fertile soils in the world.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalevi, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
додому зайшла в мені чорна кура до рогу.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не заваджай, не заваджай по дорожі нікому.
Зайшов вже я вишиваную хустку.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не заваджай, не заваджай по дорозі нікому.
Зайшла в мені чорна кура дорого.
Ой, чи жива, чи здорова я мила, чим би вона до роботи ще йшла.
На додому зайшла в мені чорна кура дорого.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не заваджай, не заваджай по дорожі нікому. Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не заваджай, не заваджай по дорожі нікому.
Oh!
and that was the Canadian Banduras Capella from their brand new CD, Hrai Kobzariu, and a song called Jagune, which is a song about a playboy. And before them, you heard from Zubidivka, also from Toronto, and that is from their CDs, Novu Vdoma, Home Again. That was Chorna Kura, the Black Hen. And those two groups will also be performing at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. Up next, from Ukraine, we have Sofia Rotaru with a song that was very popular during the Orange Revolution 5 years or so back. And here she is now with Odna Kalina.
Bowen Arts of Edmonton proudly presents the 2010 Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary and internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company. The tour starts in Vancouver on October 7th at the Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Showtime, 7:30 p.m. Next stop will be the Kelowna Community Theater on October 8th and the Sagebrush Theater in Kamloops on October 9th. Then Bierski continues eastward into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. Don't miss this spectacular performance by a world-renowned ensemble that the New York Times describes as astonishing. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or call 604-280-4444 in Vancouver, 250-860-1470 in Kelowna, or 250-374-5483 in Kamloops. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com.
Of Ukraine's hottest jazz groups, that was Chocolade with a traditional Ukrainian folk song in a rather contemporary jazzed up arrangement. Yak Yasya Nohrabala is I Was Stooking Hay. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. And you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's nashholos.com. Nijal Mevshaskinchila Nashu Programo, our time is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. День, що минається, вже ніколи не повертається. And our proverb of the week translates as a day that passes never returns. Well, it's about time to wrap up our program, so I'll leave you with the Dulcimer Polka performed by the Royal Aces Four from a CD called Alberta's Finest Ukrainian Hits. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdeen Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the DXR.ca internet website. That's DXER.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs. SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Thank you for listening to PCJ Radio. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. To contact us, log on to pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com and click on email, PCJ Radio.